I mean, he's a great player. I think it kind of opens up the offense a little bit. He's a dynamic football player with the ball in his hands and when he's running routes. So I can't say enough good things about him, and I'm really excited to have him back.
What kind of hometown pride do you guys have? Get a win at home, get back to the winning ways.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we love playing in front of our fans. Whenever we play here, we know that the energy is going to be brought each and every game. It's really fun, really exciting to play in front of our fans each and every time we have the opportunity to. And when we take the field at home, we take a lot of pride of winning for them. So I think it goes both ways.
Would you call this a must-win?
Yeah, we're in the must-win mode right now.
What did you see from them defensively the last game that they did really well against you?
They pressured us. They just pressured us early. Kind of got us in third and long situations. And in this league and against this team, when you're facing third and long situations, it's extremely difficult to be successful as an offense in particular. Second quarter, when we played them last time, was really weird. We had a pick six for a touchdown. We had a kickoff return for a touchdown. So we didn't really find a rhythm until late in the game. And at that point, it was a little too late for that from an offensive standpoint. So we just got to go out there, be efficient on first down, and then when we get into those third down situations, I think we just got to make the most of them.
How important will it be to run the ball on these guys? Because you didn't want to pass as much as you did last week. You got behind, I get. But against these guys, how important will it be?
In order to be a successful offense in this league in particular, you got to be a balanced offense. You can't be out there throwing 80% of the time. We're not priding ourselves on being one-dimensional. We want to run the ball. We got to be efficient running the ball, especially against this defense because they got so many good players in that front seven. If we get in true passing situations early in the game or late in the game, Kerrigan's tough to block. Murph's tough to block. 94 Smith's tough to block. And some of those inside guys, too. So they're a very good front four, front seven, and we got to be able to run the ball.
Zach, I think there's only two teams in the league that have been in more third and longs than you guys have been. Really restricts your offense.
Yeah, when you're in third and long, you're going to have a lot of chip protection. I'm not really going to be running too many routes. Darren's not going to be running too many routes because we're going to be chipping often in order to kind of let those routes develop down the field. So in order to maximize our efficiency on third down, we got to stay in that third and 4-6 type range or less, ideally. Ideally, you never get to third down, but obviously you're going to face some third downs. And if you're in 4-6, you're going to have a chance to be very efficient.